Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Wednesday. That's really putting the hump in hump day. That's right. Today is for lovers.
Today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, turdy.
I know it like is awesome that we're married and like we have built-in Valentines and like that's great because like remember in high school when you didn't have one, it was like the most embarrassing thing on the planet. But like I do kind of like, you know, hate the, it's so, you know, simple. It's so easy. Like
you miss the excitement, the anticipation, no, the stress.
The thing is, it's like, I don't miss any of that. And I don't want any other Valentine, you know, in a literal sense. But I don't know, Jax, like, would you be mine?
I'm always yours.
I know.
Forever and always.
You know what? I feel like Valentine's Day, like, yes, it's about like the person you like sleep with at night. But like, I feel like we could use it as an opportunity of, you know, gratitude.
A celebration of love, period.
We have so much love in our lives. We are so blessed between like the dogs, the humans, the babies. Like, it's really, we're so blessed, Jax.
It's Loverfest.
It's giving Loverfest.
I want to try and do the heart that the kids do.
Oh, yeah. So we grew up doing this.
Yes. There's also this, you know, it's very Selena Gomez.
I don't like that one.
If you remember that album.
The kids do. Oh, hey, Bruno. He heard you talking about us. Come here.
How did you get in here? Is the door open?
Come here.
Bruno has a short haircut and he wants to show it off.
Oh, yeah. Bruno got chopped us yesterday. Like he's giving, you know, for spring, short hair. He looks very different.
He's giving Lord Farquaad in a super handsome way.
He is a lord.
Lord Farquaad was not an unattractive man. He was just short.
I'm glad you brought that up.
And insane.
I recently watched Shrek on the plane. Let me tell you, first of all, the movie ages like a fine wine. And second of all, no, he was pretty fugly. Like he had this sort of square face and like kind of hard features.
Strong features.
No. He wasn't striking in a positive
way.
I'm
sorry, but if that man were tall, if he were Shrek-sized, you would find him handsome.
We'd definitely be acting different.
Yeah, you would be acting different.
So back to the hard hands that the kids do. I can never do it. It's like,
you were just doing something.
It's like this. It's like,
but it's like the kids have the same hands as us. So why can't we do it?
It's something, you know, they don't have the same hands because they like grew up with a cell phone. We didn't. So their fingers move differently.
I don't want those hands.
Can I say something? So Bruno came in here.
Yeah, and he opened the door.
And don't you feel like really weird? Like no, what we do in here is private.
We're exposed.
Can you close it? Like just push it. It's weird, you guys. Like everyone can hear us.
Oh, I'll finish it during the ad break.
You got it. That's, I feel so much better.
That I can't believe Bruno came up. By the way, Bruno even never comes up with me. Sometimes he comes and leaves. He never is on the show. Certainly never sits on mommy's lap, but he chooses Valentine's Day. Bruno is a lover.
No, and Bruno's kind of one of those men who I guess just like, you know, does big gestures. Not like small gestures every day. It's like big gestures once a year.
And it means so much to his mommy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you get your husband a present?
No.
Okay, like same. And then Ben comes in this morning with a box from Louis Vuitton. I'm like, I felt like embarrassed. Like it didn't, Jackie, never crossed my mind once to get him a present.
Okay. Also, I forgot a card. We'll get cards today. We have a lot of errands to run today.
We're going to be vlogging today because I have been dying to go to the mall.
This has just been a big week mm-hmm. and things such as that slip through the cracks. Even though I was prepared for the V-Day in general, we're both dressed to impress.
I feel like we're going to get some questions about our looks. So why don't you do a little tell-all about your fit and I'll do mine.
So my fit is from Loft. They sent a little Valentine's care package, pajamas and a cozy set. And I wore my pajamas to sleep last night because they were top of the pile. And I was like, why not be celebratory?
Why not be a lover?
And then I wore my Valentine's set today, a little hearts on the chest, a little hearts on the legs.
So cute.
I picked up some Valentine's chocolates, the hearts.
You did?
I think Ben ate them all because I went through my chocolate bag last night. And now I'm realizing they weren't there.
That is factual.
Like, I wanted to put like a little one on everyone's pillow.
That's so cute.
Like sous day. The beautification committee strikes again.
The beautification committee kind of like was attacked. There was a coup. Ben overtook the beautification committee with his vacuum like tendencies.
The beautification committee was pillaged.
The beautification title. It's a little long, but it's so good. I'll allow it.
TBCWP.
TBCWP, the beautification committee was pillaged. I'm wearing an item from Jackie O's closet because not only did I bring literally nothing to wear here, that's why we're going to the mall today. I certainly didn't bring like a thematic look for Valentine's Day. I didn't even realize it was Valentine's Day. I forgot to get my husband a present slash card. But I'm wearing this Alison Olivia cardigan. Let me move my microphone so everyone can see it from the closet of Jackie O.
It's so cute. It's an oldie, but a goodie. I love a cardigan. Turdy looks so classy. Turdy's looking straight fire.
Turdy's looking straight fire today. Yes. You're so jet. No, you're literally Pookie and I'm jet.
You think?
Totally.
I think we both have Pookie and jet-like tendencies.
No.
Like, because I'm like a hype man, like Jet.
You are a hype man.
Pookie is the star.
No, but the thing is, like, no, I'm so Jet. Because, like, the thing is, like, the video starts and, like, you think it's going to be about Pookie. Like, this, like she's going to be the one talking, this glamorous girl. But Jet just, like, steamrolls the video with his fire looks, you know? So, like, that's me.
Both arguments could be made.
Both arguments could be made. But, like, you're also, like, fashionista. Like,
by the way, happy to be Pookie.
By the way, you are... Halloween 2024. Pookie and we'll Jet. See if they're still like topical.
They're not siblings.
Oh, right.
We're really pigeonholing ourselves.
I know. Until we run out of ideas,
we will break free.
One day we will break free, but we haven't like run out of ideas yet. And if one year like something so genius comes across our desks, but
we'll do it.
We'll do it. But until then, yeah, siblings. And I kind of like that we've pigeonholed ourselves.
Yeah.
Also, it's never too early to start thinking about it. So drop a comment. Who at this very moment would you say Jackie and I should be for Halloween?
Who are the siblings of the moment?
Of the moment.
Lana Del Rey and her sister.
And her twin. Or we could be Courtney Olsen and another irrelevant sibling.
Courtney and Trent.
We could. That's who I would be right now.
I think those are the siblings of the moment.
I think so too.
We could be like Mary-Kate and Ashley in Passport to Paris, you know?
Oh, like kind of Sharpay and Evan vibes. Like those two people are not biological siblings.
We could be, but they're siblings in real life and on the show.
Same with like Damien and Targaryen.
Yeah, but they're siblings not in real life. So
right, that's what
it would
saying.
Be double sibling.
Oh, yes. I think if we were to be any Olsen siblings, I would want to be the ones in New York Minute. Like they were so edgy and cool and that would be fulfilling a life, like a childhood dream of mine.
Which one would you be? Oh. Like the free spirited?
But I'd be the one who was like scheduled to do the speech or the one who ended up doing the speech? Totally the one who ended up doing the speech.
100% I'm the scheduler.
Yeah. With like the color-coded index cards. That movie was so good.
Yeah.
So today's going to be an amazing show. It's Valentine's Day, so there's just like love in the air.
Love in the air. Brew in the stew.
Like I said yesterday, the days of the week while I'm here, like they mean nothing to me. So I did not watch Vanderpump Rules. It didn't even occur to me that it was on television last night. Like,
no.
We also had a big day yesterday after the toast. We took like a little road trip down to the Boca Raton Hotel and we had the best time. So like, I was just busy. Like I was not.
And it's a great time to let you know that Spritz is at the Boca Raton Resort. So it's all over the property.
We went on like a little work outing.
We went on a work offsite.
An offsite with the team.
With the team.
The team being our husbands. because it's like a new vendor for us and it was very exciting. And we also just like wanted to go and like enjoy the facilities.
And enjoyed we did.
We did. We had drinks. We had the pool. It was really gorgeous. And perfect day because today it's literally freezing in Florida. Like not a beach day.
Not a beach day today, but a beautiful day. A beautiful day for just relaxation and leisure and errands.
So all that to say, by the time we got back, we had dinner there. Like we were not watching Vanderpump Rules. So back to our OG schedule. Today we will be doing Dear Toasters and it's going to be themed because today is Valentine's Day. We have chosen some submissions that are lover themed, you know, a lover's quarrel, if you will. So stay tuned for that at the end of the show, a regular hump day we are having. And then we're also just going to, you know, pillage through the stories. I feel like pillage is going to be my next word.
It's a good one.
I know.
But it can't be over. Like, I don't want it.
It's like violent though.
Yeah. So I don't want it to like lose its meaning.
Right.
Because it means something right now.
I agree. Actually, I don't like it.
But Ben did pillage through my chocolates.
Violently.
Because it was in a violent fashion.
It was a violent affair.
Yeah. So let's keep the meaning intact, but still use it.
Yeah. I think our new like tripod and equipment that we purchased the day before yesterday went over extremely well with the YouTube girlies yesterday. They were kind of freaking out, like gawking over my new equipment. So it's just like another day of you. Did we say this already? That you're like the beautification committee, but I'm the studio beautification committee?
No.
Like, look at these flowers. Like, maybe I'm a subcommittee of the beautification committee just pertaining to this.
Studio beautification.
100 square feet. Yeah.
Studio beautification.
How many square feet is this? Like, not 100. Like, 50? It's
like a inevitable? Small room.
I don't know.
Question mark?
I don't know. But what I do know is we have such bright lights on us that I feel like one day in our old age, like, our vision will be the cataracts. First to go. Cataracts. Because we sat in front of these big lights for all these years.
And that's the thing. Like, artists die for their craft. And so if we go blind because of it, then it was worth it.
We need workers' comp.
That's not my department. That's, you're going to have to talk to someone else about that.
Brew?
Even though, like, if we were to get workers' comp, that actually, like, would be something I would do.
Yeah, we would outsource it.
No, for sure. But like, you wouldn't be the one, like, in terms of where our responsibilities fall, like, I would be the one who would go find out like where to get workers' comp.
No, because I feel like that kind of falls under insurance.
Yeah. Which like,
I feel like I would seek out before you.
Well, like the insurance that we currently have, like I saw it. So
we don't have insurance.
Yes, we
through
do.
Toast.
Yes, girl. This is a business.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of insurance.
No, sorry. It, like health insurance.
Oh.
Personal. Employee.
Yeah, no, we don't got health insurance.
Business insurance. Yeah, we have a lot of insurance.
Yeah, no. And like I was the one who procured that.
Right.
So workers' comp.
So we're each talking about the thing that we did.
Yeah, because we're both like obsessed with credit. Like, like we almost just like fought. Like you're like, no, I think I did it. I'm like, no, I think I did it.
I think, you know, we're both right. We actually both were right in what we were talking about.
Valentine's Day. Like, let's
I don't
want
to fight about insurance.
Me neither.
And we're not supposed to because we have State Farm.
So true.
State Farm makes it so you don't fight about insurance.
Wow. I wish State Farm was a sponsor today. Actually, Loki, State Farm hasn't sponsored in quite a bit.
Donde está State Farm?
Donde está State Farm? Noted. Noted with the free shout outs.
They deserve it.
The thing is, I love State Farm. Like,
no, but that's the thing. When the ads that you do are so authentic mm-hmm. to your everyday life, of course you're going to give free shout outs because you're talking about your life. That's like me and Loft today.
It's only natural. Loft also hasn't been seen in a while. Shut your mouth.
Don't sell Loft. But the thing is, I still wear and enjoy Loft products because I'm so authentic is what I'm saying.
No, it's beyond true. Like, I'm trying to think if I'm wearing any sponsors right now. No, I wore some of our sponsors yesterday.
Thrive Cosmetics.
I'm actually not wearing mascara today.
No, their lipstick.
I'm actually also not wearing their lipstick today, but that's not an endorsement. I do love.
Who makes your leggings?
Reebok.
Oh, wow. Not Lululemon.
No, I actually left my Lululemon leggings at home because like they're such prized possessions to me that I know if I brought them here, like they might get lost and I might leave them here. Like I couldn't afford it.
Got it. There might be some sugar in your coffee from Thrive Market.
That's possible. Yes. That's what we're saying. We're authentic.
Yeah.
You have now been promoted.
I'm wearing some balm from Primally Pure.
You look so cute today. If you can't notice.
I have a bow in my hair. Let me just show.
She's got a pink bow in her hair. Jackie's so like cute and themed. Like I came down in a sweater and leggings. I didn't even like think about.
But what happened was I came out in my outfit from Loft. And then Claudia was like, oh my gosh, we should Valentine's you up too. So I gave her this cardigan and then she looked better than me. So then I had to set my pussy up too. And now we're just like in constant competition.
And that's why you put the bow in?
Yes. Oh my God, my pearl's on.
So you were threatened by my beauty?
Yes.
And therefore pearls.
Like I looked like a slob compared to you.
But you could never look like a slob. Tell me if you feel this call.
Okay.
There are two different types of girls. Like girls who do everything they can to not look like a slob and still end up looking messy, me. Girls who don't even try and like, oh, I look like a slob. Like you literally, you're incapable of looking slobbish. Do you guys feel that call?
That's really nice if true.
Like I worked so hard to like look well today. Like I got this new hair thing that I'm kind of obsessed with, like a hot brush.
And your hair like, looks great. I feel oh, like you got a blowout.
Okay, I got a blowout like a week ago and I'm still working with it. So I just want credit for that.
For sure, but.
The base was there, yes. Like I worked super hard today to like look gorgeous and I feel like I still look so chaotic.
I wouldn't say so chaotic.
With and my I think, hair like all over the place. I put pomade in my hair. Would you ever know?
No, it looks good. The cardigan helps for that polished look.
So do the pearls.
You want to wear them and then really take it over the top?
I could never. Even though like the pearls like do kind of go with my outfit more, just like the contrast.
Yeah, but I also, you know, I love the contrast of like a slob like outfit with some jewelry. The only time I wear jewelry is when I'm dressed like a slob. Classic
Let's dive into that. Why is that?
Overcompensating.
But you, the thing is, you couldn't look like a slob is what I'm trying to say.
That was really a nice thing for you to say on Valentine's Day.
Well, it is the season of love.
And yeah. Because we love you guys so much, we will do our jobs.
Yeah, yeah. We'll like stop talking about ourselves and just like do the damn thing.
Even though we know this is your favorite part of the episode.
Add to the list of like phrases I hate. She did the damn thing.
Let's do the damn thing.
Let's.
Without further ado about whether or not we're going to do the damn thing.
No, without further ado, the damn thing is brought to you.
That too.
I actually really didn't even want to, I almost said no to this first sponsor because I'm like, I want to gatekeep this brand.
Oh, I thought it was because you were too authentic for words.
No. I have been a Clear member for years before you guys could never be a Clear member as early as I was. Would you rather you and your partner stay together in airport security if one of you has Clear Plus and the other doesn't?
That's a great question. What has been your policy?
Bye.
Yeah.
I wait for nobody. So Clear surveyed over 1,000 Americans and found that 80% have or have considered splitting up with their partner in airport security if they have different travel statuses.
Bye.
Well, this Valentine's Day, don't split up. You and your partner can both enjoy faster, easier travel by adding them to your Clear Plus account. Clear Plus is in 55 plus airports nationwide. You can add your partner and up to two others to your account for $99. So don't be that couple. This is one way to commit to your partner. I have to say, my Clear membership is probably the best money I've ever spent. A lot of people travel a lot for work, or if you're just one of those people with wanderlust, I don't know. Or even if you don't travel frequently, it's so good to have. You will be happy that you had it. You will never regret it. You can also use Clear at certain arenas. You can use it at Madison Square Garden. So it's not just for travel.
As someone who doesn't travel that frequently but has Clear, I no regrets.
Don't split up this Valentine's Day. Visit my.clearme.com to add your partner and up to two others for $99. If you don't have Clear Plus, go to enroll.clearme.com and use promo code TOAST for 2 months free and use it the next time you fly. Today's episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. So beginning of the year, I think a lot of people try to cook more, whether it's to save money, to, you know, be more economical, to stop ordering in so much. HelloFresh is one of those resolutions that really will carry you through out the year. I think a lot of people get into HelloFresh at the beginning of the year and end up using it year round. So whether you're trying to save money, eat better, stress less, HelloFresh is here to help you do all three. Say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at a price that you like delivered right to your door. No more staring blankly at the fridge wondering what to make for dinner. Give HelloFresh a try and dig into their biggest menu yet and over 45 recipes to choose from each week. So I know what you're going to say, like, Turdy, why would we listen to you? Like, you could mess up hard-boiled eggs, which I actually did.
She did. She used all of my eggs. She's like, I'm going to make hard-boiled eggs for the whole house. I'm like, great, we all need them.
Jackie's stove is broken, but I don't want to talk about that because I don't want to fight.
It's not an untrue statement, but it's not the whole story.
So you're going to say, why would we listen to you? You don't know how to cook. And that's precisely why you should listen to me, because I've made now like four or five amazing HelloFresh meals for Ben. He dies. My favorite one was this like zucchini penne pomodoro thing. So good. Idiot proof. Like, they could not make it easier for you, for real. Like,
turdy proof?
Turdy proof. Everything is pre-measured and it's really so good. Like, getting home from a long day and like not wanting to order some crap.
Some slop.
And just having like, and it really, it does not take long. Having it in your fridge is so fabulous for you, your family, your partner, however many people you're cooking for. Like, you can customize it. You can also customize based on like your dietary needs, because we do mostly vegetarian items. Like this penne, you could have added chicken, but you didn't have to. It was so good, so delicious. And again, it was idiot proof. Also, HelloFresh.com/toastfree and using code toastfree will get you free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life, available for a limited time at HelloFresh.com/toastfree with that code toastfree. Today's episode is also brought to you by ZocDoc. You know when you get cornered by that aunt at a family gathering and you feel like you have to bend the truth? You know, the one who asks when you're getting married, what's going on with that promotion, or why you still haven't moved out of mom and dad's basement, only for her to not really listen and just judge you? While you might have to grin and bear it with your family, you shouldn't feel that way when talking to a doctor about a rash that looks like your high school crush, or maybe you eat pizza one too many times a week. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can make sure that the vibes are vibing before you meet IRL. With ZocDoc, you get more options than you know. So we all know that there are things in life that you don't don't want to compromise on, and a doctor is one of those things. And ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. All these doctors have verified reviews from actual real patients. So they have tens of thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed credible doctors and specialists. I feel like a part of adulthood that a lot of people don't talk about that's like really like stress-inducing is finding doctors for like special issues that like just come with age. Also, if you move-
Specialists.
If you move, like you end up needing all new dentists, doctors, everything. And it's hard to find good ones, especially those who might take your insurance. So go to ZocDoc.com/toast and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book top-rated doctors today. That's ZocDoc.com/toast. ZocDoc.com/toast.
Thank you so much, Latour de Lou Who Screw.
Period.
Period. Our first story, it's Wednesday. You know what that means.
What?
New Heights is out.
Oh my God, I didn't even know. I've been so busy this morning just like playing with my lights, you know?
We've had a very busy morning.
No, I know. Like you had a big delivery at your house. I had breakfast. Like I was
Valentine's Day, dressing. Outfit changing.
Yeah, no, it's kind of just been all about us this morning. It's nice to give it to others and support smaller shows. Like what was this called? New Heights?
Yeah, New Heights. Dropped this morning and it's the Super Bowl special. They're talking about everything. Wow. The box, the game, the okay. This, the that. But one headline that jumped out at me was Travis talking about the elder abuse. So Travis Kelce admits his emotions got away from him.
No, I'm kidding, by the way. That's like really strong language to use.
Yeah, that's like he didn't pillage.
No, he didn't pillage. It was a little violent.
He admits that his emotions got away from him during his heated exchange with Andy Reid. He said it's unacceptable. So he said, I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff. Off balance. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, no, you
bumping mean off balance versus
rocking push. Back and forth.
Push.
Pushed.
He said, when he stumbled, I was like, oh shit, in my head. Jason chastised his younger brother behaving in the over-the-top manner, even though the team was in a high-pressure situation. However, Travis explained that Andy knows how much he loves and respects him. He said, I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red, and I got a certain relationship with him. He's checked me a few times, and I just wanted to let him know that I wanted this thing, and that he can put it on me. I've got him. He said his outburst came at a time when neither he nor his team were playing very well. Mm-hmm. We had to get some shit going. Sometimes those emotions just get away from me, man. That's been the battle of my career. He also said that he and Andy chuckled about the incident the day he recorded the podcast. He said, I couldn't be more proud of being his product on the field, and I couldn't be more proud of where we've come as the team since I got here in 2013. I just love playing for the guy, man. Unfortunately, sometimes my passion comes out where it looks like it's negativity. I'm grateful he knows it's all because I want to win this thing with him more than anything.
Yeah, so like Andy Reid has talked about it too. Like, I don't think there's any beef, like whatever. And I do really chalk it up to like, you know, football, locker passion. Room, whatever, passion. So I'm not like mad or anything, but I do think like Travis like saw like a little bit of the backlash. Like the Swifties, like we're not fucking around. They're like a little, you know, they're like a little weenie in that sense. And I think this is like him getting ahead of it. Like, I don't think it required this level of, you know, analyses.
Yeah, but when he doesn't get a lot of negativity, no. Especially not these days, this is like a big sort of elephant in the room that everyone was talking about and him nipping in the bud. I think, not that he put spin on this, but the lens through which
narrative.
He described it really takes the sting out of it.
It's not that deep.
And I do believe that's exactly what happened. Watching the video is just like, it was a little
jarring
for the people who aren't on the field, who aren't feeling those emotions. We're like, hey, you just shoved an old man.
Right.
Instead, you know, he stumbled, lost his footing.
Yeah. And to me, like, I really can't get over the fact that for the entirety of this football season, but especially given this week, like that they have put out an episode like 2 days after their games. Like, I don't know why I think it's the craziest thing.
I know, but Taylor just went to Melbourne. So it's like, I guess she didn't play.
No, did she leave yet for Melbourne?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Everyone's back to work.
Literally, like, my God, the fun is over.
The fun is over.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And she's like going to be gone a lot for the next year.
Till March, you said she has a break.
Yeah, she has scheduled breaks. But like for the next year, like she is in different parts of the world.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, especially for like a budding romance.
I know. I feel like it was fun when she was booking it. And now it's like, why did I overbook myself?
No. And if she had known like where she would be in this very moment, I don't think she would have booked as many shows.
Yeah. But that's what happens when you're like.
Hustling.
But also maybe if you're going through heartbreak or something, you throw yourself into work and you kind of avoid.
That's actually so true.
Your reality in a good way. And that's a good way to channel your sadness. But then when you're so happy, it's like, oh, I just want to stay home and
be like nesting.
Nesting.
Damn, that's factual.
But she'll plan.
It's kind of like when you go to the grocery store and you're really, really hungry. So you buy like a lot of fat food and then you get home and like you eat something. So you're back to normal. And you're like, damn, now I have all this fattening food in my house. Why?
Or if you go to the grocery store full and nothing like, and
you're
looks like, good.
You're like, oh, I'm too healthy
and
for this place.
I come home and I'm like, I didn't buy anything. Where's at the food? Grocery store.
What's worse? The second one.
The second one.
Factual.
Like, I'd rather have an abundance.
Of course. Like we can always like work it off later. Oh, speaking of working it off, today's the day.
Today's the day that Turdy's going to see how much of a 5K she can do and how long it takes her.
So after our big mall trip, which like I feel like we need to carbo load at because we have this like big sprint coming up.
Well, we should look at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, the last time we went to the mall, we had a really bad experience at that restaurant.
I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't go back to that one. Let's not disgrace, you know, a local business, but it's done.
No, it wasn't like nothing wrong happened other than it like
the food was bad.
The food was not good.
And like the vibes were off too.
The vibes were off.
Yeah, and we had like a bad table with like little chairs.
Like a ladies who lunchy vibe.
Oh, I was thinking more like a Cheesecake Factory vibe. Like we need like a big booth.
Also good.
Also good.
CBK?
Would love. Is there a CBK at the mall?
Yeah.
Oh, done. And we really do need to carbo load. Like we need energy for the sprint. So
yeah.
After, hopefully, you know, the mall doesn't take so long that it like pushes the 5K.
What are you shopping for today?
I really want to go to Abercrombie because first of all, I like Abercrombie. And two, I have tried to buy jeans like 5 times in the last year. And I keep ordering them online just because I think trying on jeans is like a sacred thing. But at the end of the day, like I need sizes, I need styles, like I need to be in a store. And I've heard amazing things about the Abercrombie jeans. So, and I also think it'll be good fodder for the vlog because I've talked so much about jeans.
Yeah.
So, and you have to help me.
Will do. I'm going to get more shoes.
Okay.
I like shoes.
I like shoes too, even though like, I mean,
you actually, don't wear them.
I've been getting some shit for our, you know, Florida episodes the last couple of days.
Hey, there's a pair of slippers right there.
People, well, those slippers are really like from hunger. Like they're falling apart. I would never wear those. People would eat me alive.
I just want to say Authentic Queen, they're Skims and I wore them to death.
You were to death. But people are like coming for me for not wearing shoes on the podcast any day this week. But I'm not like just, I don't have my dogs out. I'm wearing socks. Like who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I don't work from home really
no,
ever.
How perfect are we that, like, that's the complaint? How amazing is this show? Nary a complaint except for the footwear.
How perfect are we? Jealous bitches. You're so jealous of my sockless life.
You are wearing socks, though.
You're so jealous of my shoeless life, you jealous cunts. I'm like loving that word recently.
Ooh, the C word.
In a not serious sense. I would never use it like, you're a- like,
you.
Yeah, like I would never. But, you know, in like a funny sort of like homosexual type of way. You know, like I feel like the gays always use the word cunt, but like they don't mean it like that. They're like cunty, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I'm not there.
No, I didn't expect you to be there. And I know every time-
just slinging it.
I know every time I say it, like you clench your butt cheeks.
I didn't in this instance.
I need to listen to the new episode of New Heights. Like that's-
Yeah.
Maybe we'll listen to it in the car.
So they were talking about maybe, but like driving with music. That's so much. That's why I got my license.
Driving with music, greater than driving with New Heights.
But driving with the toast, greater than all.
Greater than like anything in the world.
Yeah.
Except like a Krispy Kreme donut.
No, that lasts like 2 seconds. We give you a nice hour. New Heights, there were some other headlines. Jason talked about the suite, you know, being with all those celebrities.
What did he say?
He said it was like a little overwhelming, but not in a negative way, just saying like Taylor's like used to all that. And
right.
It was just a lot. And then he also said that Kylie would not wear Chiefs garb. I think she was wearing a red shirt, but it didn't say Chiefs because she's like an Eagles fan to her core.
Right, like she's like born and bred Philly girl.
And if I were Jason, like as much as I'd be like, hey, support my brother, I'd be like, deep down, you're the best.
You know, I don't think he...
Like that's a scrupled woman.
I don't think he cares.
All the other, like the biggest stars in the world are surrounding with you and we're all wearing Chiefs, but she's too scrupled.
Yeah, I don't think she was scrupled in the sense that she like is riding for her husband. Like I think whether or not her husband was on the Eagles, like she was not going to be wearing.
Do you think that if he were playing for another team... If he like went to another team that she would divorce him?
No. I thought you were going to say if he played for another team, like would she go to the games and wear the garb? And I think she would.
No, but I think she would have to divorce him. Like the fact that he plays for the Eagles and so only convenient. Played for the Eagles. And if he retires, it will be as an Eagle. That's just good for the home life.
No, it's so true. So convenient.
So funny.
That is funny. I really do want to listen to this episode. What did Travis say about Taylor?
And
like, you know, the videos and You Belong With Me.
I didn't get there.
Okay. We'll listen to the episode and more stories to come. Yeah. This is a developing story.
This is a developing story. As the video drops, we'll be more inclined to watch it.
Yeah, no, they only release their audio like super early and then they do like a YouTube premiere and it's always when we're doing the toast. It's almost like they know, like they're trying to like edge us
undercut
out of the chart.
Our episode by us not having the edge.
It's so
because
true.
It's not like we can listen to the podcast.
Right. Right. Who would do that?
Bruno would.
What kind Bruno of podcast does Bruno listen to? I feel like he listens to like NPR.
He kind of loves Huberman.
Bruno's so, especially ever since like moving down here, like he's so clean.
He's been working on his health. He just loves a good tip, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
He doesn't implement all of them. He's not a saint.
Bruno's so funny. Bruno's different, you know, like every time I come down here, I feel like his personality, and he's becoming a lot more like Theo's disposition, like very wise old man. He's not like rowdy. He's not like, you know, he's put that behind him, that sort of like youthful.
Those antics. Well, he's had to grow up at a young age. One, being a big brother mm-hmm. so early in life. And two, the elder statesman has crossed the rainbow bridge mm-hmm. and Bruno has big shoes to fill.
You know, and I definitely feel like since coming down here last, this is my first trip down here that Theo's no longer with us. I definitely feel like the spirit of Theo has sort of taken over Bruno's body. He gives a lot of Theo vibes.
You think Theo is channeling through Bruno?
I think in some, you know, maybe in a dream, like he sort of passed on the baton to Bruno and was like, you know, you have to take care of these people now and like stop acting like a child.
And Theo said, you know, you wouldn't have been my first choice. Right. You wouldn't have been my second or third, but yeah. You are what I have.
Like, I don't want this comparison to like offend you in any way, but Theo was definitely Queen Elizabeth. And that would make Bruno Charles, but Bruno's not Charles. And that would also make like, I think it would make Magnolia's older. It would make Magnolia Charles and Bruno William.
Magnolia's Prince Harry.
Magnolia's Prince Harry. And who is Bruno?
I think Bruno would be Charles then. Crown Charles.
Wait, like everybody Crown underestimated him. Everybody underestimated him.
Yeah.
But he's rising to the occasion.
I don't know. Or is Theo Elizabeth's father? Elder statesman, king through and through. Passes prematurely. Passes the baton to a young Queen Elizabeth.
Well, that would mean that Bruno's going to live to like 15. God willing.
It's not about that, but I do think like Elizabeth had to mature at a very young age, didn't really get the full childhood, mm-hmm. and that's kind of Brew.
You know what? I thought at first you were like doing a cartwheel to make sure that Bruno wasn't Charles, but...
No, and I'm... As of today, I like Charles.
Yeah, no, but I do see...
Bruno hasn't been waiting his whole life to take up the mantle. It's the opposite.
He's almost like kind of been resigned to the fact that he won't ever be.
Before he even reached the age of 3, he was the man of the house.
You know what? Yeah, he is Lilibet.
And Theo's got us through the war.
Right. Right.
Theo is the monarch.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm glad we sorted that out.
As am I.
Are you ready for our next story, which is actually like some funny, crazy Super Bowl drama, and I want to get your take.
Okay.
Did you see the story that the celeb pack suite that the Kardashians were in is like getting the rap of being the boring suite? Because yes. Some of the pictures that have emerged, they are like looking bored. Someone's asleep.
So I want to say two things.
Okay.
Well, actually, I only want to say one thing. Not that like to make everything about me, but I did see Khloé's videos on her story of them like vibing during Usher. And it was so low energy. And Kim was like so clearly like on her phone the whole time. And then like when she saw she was on camera, I remember thinking like, these don't look like girls who are huge Usher fans because they love
but
Usher.
But Kim is a huge Usher fan.
No, I know. I'm like, their disposition felt off.
Okay.
So I just want to say like, I saw this before other people.
So you're saying that you thought this before?
I thought it in the moment when they were like posting from Usher's performance.
Okay. So TMZ like kind of billed them as the boring suite, especially like compared to Taylor Suite where they're doing the chug and they're celebrating.
Lana Del Rey is wearing a sling.
Oh yeah. Cause she fell, but that was also after in the moment that they won. Yeah, so of course they're high energy there, but throughout the whole game, sustained. They would cut to them and they're smiling.
Chugging beer and
having a jolly good time compared to the suite that Kim was in, which is also the one that Hailey Bieber, Kendall, Lala.
I believe it was the Fanatics one, correct?
That's Michael Rubin.
Yeah.
And Robert Kraft's suite too. That's what I saw.
It was one suite they shared it?
They shared it.
Wow, low budget. No, I'm kidding. I did see that too, that they, on Khloé's story, she took a picture that she was sitting in Hailey Bieber's seat. Everybody's seat had a name on it and it said Patriots.
Oh yeah, it did say Patriots. Okay,
so I was wondering, I'm like, why does it say Patriots?
That makes sense. So the pictures of their suite, you know, looks a little low energy.
It does.
But I also think it's a very long game.
So true.
It was 5-6 hours.
And that was a football are long games, and that one specifically was extra long.
So overtime. You could take a picture of them looking bored and them having fun and then say, this is a boring suite, that's a fun suite. So I don't think pictures are
fair.
So fair. But then Kim posted some pictures from the suite and, you know, very high energy looking pictures. And I do feel like she's trying to
combat
this narrative that they had a Ms. Super Bowl. Also, I saw
that they had a Ms. Super Bowl. I think it's like different types of people. Like, they're very much there for like the content. They're there. This is like a work thing for them, and they don't like die for football. This isn't like the most fun thing.
That's true. But you never want to be called like the boring, non-fun on your phone person.
No, by the way, this is like literally like the most humiliating story because I do think it's rooted in a little bit of truth.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're like, they're there for the pictures, and they're even when we're watching Kardashians, they're on their phone. And like, for me to even notice, because I'm so bad with it, they're on their phones. Like, they can't even talk without like not scrolling and like, yeah. Like, they are those types of girls. So to be called out for it, like, that's really embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Also, apparently at Allegiant Stadium, they did like a lot of celeb cams, mm-hmm. and they never once showed the Kardashians.
Perhaps they said they didn't want to be on. Maybe they thought they would get booed. Like, football fans would boo the Kardashians.
You don't think it was like a top-down initiative?
Meaning like, oh, don't put the Kardashians on the Jumbotron? No, I think if they weren't on it, they asked not to be on it. Very and you know they're like awkward. Kim especially, she's awkward.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's Kendall has anxiety.
That's a good take.
They definitely asked to not be on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
I could see the stadium literally booing Kim. And the thing is, it's like,
compared to Taylor,
you have to understand, like, Kim probably went into this being like, this is Kim on Taylor's turf. Sorry. Like, Taylor owned that stadium. The night was about Taylor. It was Taylor's team. She probably just wanted to go just so that she could say like, they, you know, they didn't run scared from Taylor, but she didn't want to make it like about her for sure. They said, don't put me on.
Okay. I think that's a good take. Anyways, she posted a bunch of pictures from the suite that look fun. I'm sure there are moments, and you know, when there's a camera in your face, you're not going to not smile.
By the way, like, that's what Kim went for, to take pictures looking fun.
Yeah, because that's the job.
Yes, but there also is, you know, to be fair, it's a long game. It's a lot of time. You're not going to be like smiling from cheek to cheek like for 6 hours straight. Like,
yeah, the guy who was sleeping in the suite, he spoke to Page Six. He gave a quote of just what happened to him.
I'm sure they were hungover too.
He said it was like a long 5 days. Sunday was the end of the night. In the third quarter, the game lulled, and he just wanted to close his eyes.
1,000% agree, Will Macris. Like, I would have fallen asleep too. I bet they were so hungover. Also, this is the Fanatics suite. They went to the Fanatics party the night before.
Tiresome.
I have no problems with the nap.
The game never ended, as we stated.
That chair looked, you know, like a cushy chair.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a hard stadium. It had some plush to it.
Yeah.
I take naps. I'm a big fan of taking naps where you can get them.
Yeah. So that's the sweet drums.
That's funny. I like that story.
I know. It's too real.
Too real.
Are you ready for our next story? Also, like, really real.
What? Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's like, it's really so awkward.
Oh God, what?
I'm sure you saw it. So J-Lo is on the cover of Variety.
Okay. You know what? I'm glad we're talking about this because I meant to bring it up last week when she hosted SNL. Oh, wait. What are you talking about?
About SNL.
Not the love letters. She's trying to make Claudia. Okay. J-Lo's like pushing this narrative because she's doing press for this album.
Yeah.
And they're like, this whole thing about the love letters. I'm so glad. I don't want to talk about it and I don't want to get into it because it's giving like loser. It's giving eating in the shower.
Yeah. She just gave like a quote about something else. But she, in this article, talks about a lot of things, including when she hosted SNL at the beginning of the month and how one of the cast members actually apologized to her before.
Not a cast member. The host.
Oh, she was the host and J-Lo sung?
Yes, so.
Oh my God, that's even more awkward.
So they announced that it was going to be A.O. and J-Lo.
And J-Lo sung, sorry.
And J-Lo was a performer. And the day, or maybe the day before that, like Friday night or Saturday morning, this thing resurfaced on the internet of a really old podcast that A.O. did, just kind of going off about how, like, there's this conspiracy theory.
Yes, so here, it's from 2020. It was on a podcast called The Scam Goddess. And this is what she said. She responded to the host's claim that J-Lo's whole career is one long scam. A.O. said, well, that's the thing. She thinks she's on multiple tracks, but it's not her. I think she thinks that she's still good, even though she's not singing for most of these songs. A lot of the write-ups of the songs will be like, J-Lo didn't have time to make it to the studio. Like, J-Lo was busy. Doing what? Not singing, obviously.
Stop.
So that was 4 years ago on the podcast. And then the two of them are doing the same SNL night. I thought she was a cast member. Okay.
And then the clip resurfaced, that week.
And then J-Lo said.
And by the way, I think they
did a skit and kind of addressed it.
Acknowledged it.
Addressed like old comments on the internet.
Right. But I definitely am curious, like, what it was like in person.
So J-Lo told Variety that Ayo broke down in tears and apologized to her in the SNL dressing room. J-Lo said she was mortified and very sweet. She came to my dressing room and apologized with tears in her eyes, saying how terrible it was that she had said those things. She felt really badly and loved my performance because we had just done my sound check and she actually got to hear me perform. She was just like, I'm so fucking sorry. It was so awful of me. J-Lo said, it's funny. I've heard similar things that said about me throughout my career, so it really didn't affect me.
Okay, by the way, I have like actually a lot of respect for J-Lo like talking about it because there is this widespread conspiracy theory that J-Lo does not sing. Yeah. She does not have a good voice. They say like Meghan Trainor, like a lot of like really famous women. There actually is a recent song that J-Lo released that actually was written by Meghan Trainor. And if you listen to it, it could be Meghan Trainor. Like
it sounds like Meghan Trainor.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is giving me deja vu. I feel like we're like, and then in 3 years, you're going to host SNL, J-Lo's performing.
I mean, I'm not saying that I believe any of these to be true. I'm just saying there is this widespread theory. And so the fact that J-Lo, I think for the first time, is acknowledging like this major conspiracy theory that she, her entire music career has been like a scam.
That's funny. I had heard this theory years ago. I didn't know that other people... like knew, I didn't know it was such a big widespread conspiracy theory about
it. Is especially with like the advent of TikTok, like all these videos, especially with this new Meghan Trainor song. Yes, the theory gets like new life every couple of years.
But I feel like when J-Lo sings, you hear her voice.
I know it sounds like her talking voice.
Yeah, and I think I saw her perform once when we went to Robin Hood one year and she was the performer.
We saw her perform also at the Super Bowl in Minnesota at that AT&T party.
And both things that I saw, like she was talking and singing. I was like, so she's singing and I moved on with my life.
So you have put to...
I put it to bed.
Okay.
Because I feel like it was proven wrong to me.
Because you experienced it
because firsthand. I saw her live and just other things. I was like, there's no way she could do it. Like she can't like talk and sing, you know,
No, I mean, she's a person who performs a lot in real life. Like if she was this sort of like, if her career musically like was this sort of scam, she would be very protected. She wouldn't do things like SNL. Like she wouldn't be at the Super Bowl when we were there doing like literally this huge concert. Like you would avoid things like that and just like release music and do like pre-recorded televised events like
Dick the Clark's halftime show
or Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. She should do the halftime. Am I okay?
It's okay.
By the way, exactly.
Yeah, that's if you had something to hide, lip syncer.
If you had something to hide, you wouldn't do the Super Bowl.
No, you would. It's a lip syncing event.
Is it?
It can be, yeah.
It can be.
Actually, it's not. Alicia Keys crack, and they changed it on YouTube.
But there's too many eyes for someone who has a big secret to hide to do the Super Bowl. You would avoid it. And yes, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people were quick to point out, because we talked about earlier in the week, when Alicia Keys joined Usher on stage, something obviously was like wrong with her in-ear monitors, because she can sing. I'm not saying she can't. But she gave such a crack in her first note. It was like kind of funny. They uploaded the performance to YouTube, and they've auto-tuned her first line, which like I guess like for, you know,
for it to live in posterity, you want it to be right.
But you know what? You got to be historically accurate.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And now it makes me think of all the other performances like I've watched 1,000 times on YouTube, the Super Bowl performances. Like, what else did they
change?
You know, gloss over.
Well, nothing that you would have noticed in the moment or else you would have noticed it. Like, I don't remember any glaring issues from other people's.
But now that I just know that that's a thing people do, like when they upload all the SNL performances, like...
they fix it?
I don't know. It's a thing big companies do now.
They could, is what you're saying.
I want to go back and watch... I remember watching Olivia Rodrigo on SNL most recently live and her voice cracked and me and Ben were like, yikes. I wonder if I go back and watch it, if it cracks. I'll let you guys know. I'll do the research. I'll do the work.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I think J-Lo addressing this and forgiving her and not holding... like she's an absolute queen. And a very big person.
And her talking about it in like a press thing, I think for me dispels the conspiracy theory once and for all. Because if it were true, you would avoid it like the plague.
But then people think it's true. No, if it's not true, then you just need to sit down and start singing. Mm-hmm. Does she ever just bust out into song?
So I have seen like a few videos where she like starts singing, like she sings really poorly. Like, I don't know. I don't believe it.
But so obviously, like J-Lo handled this wonderfully.
With grace.
Now for Ayo, like this is just the most awkward thing.
Oh my God, it's
that
my
could happen.
Worst nightmare.
No, but that's why, like.
It's my worst nightmare. Like, and that's why we can't ever have guests on this show.
We can't have guests. We can't like be, we just have to stay where we are.
We do.
Like, not, we can't be. We can't have celeb friends unless it's someone, we talk about everyone all the time. And even the people who we say the nicest things about, like I'm sure you could find a soundbite.
Of us being like shady.
Shady.
Yeah, no, the thing is like, it's actually, and I'm not to be like, woe is me. It's actually like a really annoying, weird part of this job is like, you're required to be, and I'm sorry, in order to be like funny, you have to be critical to do a podcast where it's like, that performance was amazing. Like how boring is that? Like there are things that require critique and that's us.
As long honesty.
As long as you do it in a nice way. And in order for us to like really perform well at our jobs, like it does require us to be honest. You're right. And sometimes that honesty can be awkward. Like I saw a million years ago, like a podcast have a guest on and then like the fans of that guest were resurfacing old clips that the podcasters had spoken about. And like, it was mean. And oh man, I died for them. Like that's my worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare. We've had some people like reach out to be guests. And we're like, it's too awkward. We've said, even though we're fine with them, I would love to talk to them. Like we've just said too many.
Honest things.
Shady things.
Yeah.
What was the podcast you're talking about? You're not going to say.
No, I like them. I don't want to disgrace them. Okay. But I saw it happen to them and I was like, oh my God, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I feel like actually I can say it. Like.
Yeah.
Because actually I thought what they had said. So Chicks in the Office had Katy Perry on.
Oh.
And they had done like a really funny segment when she was being sued by those nuns. And it was just like, it wasn't the most nice flattering, but it was funny. And oh my God, like the Katy Perry stands were like, why would she go on this podcast? Like, and they resurface these old clips. And like, that's how I saw that clip for the first time. I was like, oh, that's actually funny. But it's awkward.
It's awkward. And it's impossible when you talk about pop culture as much as we do and they do. And you also want to have guests, like the wires are going to get crossed.
No, I'm sorry. Like I fell for them so hard. Like I would never like really, I saw it all, the whole thing happened on TikTok. I was like, oh my God, this is my worst nightmare coming true.
Yeah.
So that's why, one of the many reasons we don't have guests.
And why we don't have a lot of like celebrity friends.
Yeah, that's why.
because we just like need to be able to be honest with you guys.
Yeah, so we're staying away from them. They're not staying away from us.
They're banging down our door.
Boom, boom. And we're like, guys, stop. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all.
You wanted the truth? You got it.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
I'm going to switch them up.
Go for it, girl.
I think it will go better for the flow of the show. Our next story is some podcasting news that we've been waiting for.
Oh, God, what? Joe Rogan died? No, totally kidding.
Oh, my God. No. Meghan Markle, even though Variety.
Like, who's Meghan? I guess we're transitioning.
Variety actually says Meghan, Duchess of Sussex. They're going with the new branding.
Okay.
Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, finds a new podcast partner in Lemonada after the end of her Spotify deal.
Okay, Lemonada.
Lemonada. So Meghan inked a partnership with podcast network Lemonada Media. That comes after Spotify's exclusive podcast deal with them, Archwell Productions, ended in mid-2023, with the couple having delivered just one show, Archetypes, under the agreement. Under the new deal with Lemonada, Lemonada will distribute the first season of Markle's Archetype series for all audio platforms starting in the spring of 2024.
So they're just redistributing the same old content?
The company will also develop a new, as yet untitled, original podcast series hosted by Meghan. Wouldn't it be Archetypes?
Right. Maybe she didn't like that sort of vibe.
She
didn't like that archetype. It's also just like kind of an unoriginal, like I'm so over like interview podcasts hosted by celebrities. Like it's, there are too many. And I was just having this conversation with someone. You're really like, it's so competitive. And any big celebrity, if they want to go do a podcast, they're going to go to like the person they know. It's like, or they want to go to the biggest, which is like already established.
Or they go to all of them because they're on a press tour.
Then you're just a cog.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm so over that format, and maybe she is too. For Lemonade is like a lesser known, but it is a big company. They produce, their big project that put them on the scene was Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. So, and all of their podcasts are like women hosted.
Cute.
And so she put out a statement saying, I'm proud to share that I'll now be joining Lemonade to continue my love of podcasting. I didn't know you loved it.
I didn't get the vibe that she loved it.
No, but I love it. So I hope that you do too.
Yeah.
She said, being able to support a female founded company with a roster of thought provoking and highly entertaining podcasts is a fantastic way to kick off 2024. Our plan to re-release Archetypes so that more people can now have access to it because it was only on Spotify. As well as launching a dynamic new podcast are well in the works. I'm so eager to be able to.
I find it shocking that Spotify doesn't own that content.
Yeah, and they got like really nothing from
out of that deal. Also, it's really hard, like in the podcasting sphere, like Spotify is really like so elite that when you have a deal with them and then you go somewhere else, it's just like no matter what it is, it's a step down.
Yeah.
Like the fact that like Spotify didn't want to like stay with you, it's like, well, why? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like Lemonade is great. There's something wrong with it, but it's just like to go from like being a Spotify original and like being like special, like
to lemonada.
Right.
Yeah.
It's giving lemonada, you know?
So the people are going to find this clip when we sign with lemonada.
Oh my God. Next deal, like, we're going to lemonada.
Until the deal falls through because of this clip.
By the way, we are literally like Lemonada's ideal talent. We're like a female founded. We were
probably drawing up the papers until this episode.
Oh my God. Just, I want to say, like, I think Lemonada's an amazing company. And yeah.
We were just jealous.
No, I love Lemonada. And future me is sorry for what I said.
And Lemonada's just as big as Spotify.
Lemonada's just as beautiful as Spotify. Lemonada's just as cool as Spotify. Like, why shouldn't people like Lemonada just as much as they like Spotify? And when did it be okay for one network to be the boss of everybody? Because that's not what podcasting is about. We should totally just stab Lemonada. Oh no, Spotify. I love Lemonada.
They're doing amazing things for women in podcasting.
No, they're kind of like shifting the landscape of media.
I just want to say, as much as we think we're saving our butts with this conversation, now it's
Dear
like,
Media's going to drop
Dear
us.
Dear Media's watching this saying, oh, they like Lemonada so much?
Go! Go!
You think they're so great for women in podcasting?
Right, right.
So you can't say anything.
You can't say anything.
That's like, what we're saying.
It's like, why even bother having a podcast in this day and age?
No, so that's why we try not to people please. Take us or leave us.
No, and the thing is, I do
like love Lemonada.
Of course. I mean, that goes without saying. But I do often think that like our podcast like really should not be available, like any of our episodes be available longer than a year. Like I do think everything past February of 2023 like should be archived. But like part of your value as a business is your archive of episodes. Mm. We have thousands of episodes and like it is, you know, a huge value add for us. So like I would never, but I do think like you shouldn't be able to access things I said more than a year ago. Like it's just, that's the nature of society.
People listen. I feel like a year is kind of short for us. Like people will go back and listen even further than that. So I could say like 2 to 3 years.
No, I know. But like then we're getting rid of like iconic moments like closed on Sunday. Like we can't.
Robert Flatts.
I do struggle with that because it's just.
No, you just have to like let it be. And if you say something that like doesn't age well, so
be it. Such is life.
Such is life. Totally. In the moment, there was nothing wrong with it or else you would have had backlash then.
Oh my God, facts.
And I also feel like people.
Cut this clip next time we get canceled in a year from now.
People who resurface like old, like offensive stuff, like they should be apologizing for putting it.
Back out there, reoffending people. No, you're talking about the bad faith actors.
The bad faith actors. Yeah. It's like, well, you just offended a lot of people by showing this thing that nobody saw.
Right, if it's so hurtful, why are you bringing it back up to hurt again?
And it didn't hurt in the moment. If it was, you know what I mean?
No, it's so true. The bad faith actors should be
releasing
statements.
They're redistributing it.
Redistributing the hurt.
The hurt.
Yeah.
But it's like nobody was hurting.
Zero. We all were just like laying dormant.
Yeah.
That's another phrase I've been saying a lot that I really like, laying dormant.
It's a good phrase.
Yeah, I'm so hungry.
Ooh, what are we going to do for lunch? We were just, oh,
I don't know.
CBK.
I don't know what I'm going to eat, but I'm definitely going to have a lemonada for my drink.
So the podcasting news, Meghan Markle is taking her talents to Lemonada. You'll be able to listen to
which
her.
Which is an amazing female-founded network.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Doing amazing things, thought-provoking conversations, really like kind of shifting the landscape of podcasting.
And media in general.
As you should.
Right. Love that.
Classic Lemonada.
Title?
Our fifth and final story.
Yeah.
It's just some sweet Valentine's Day news that I want to share As a lover. Because Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are reminiscing on their 2023 Valentine's trip wherein they got pregnant.
So I saw she posted this like throwback from Amangiri and I figured she was posting it. Like I figured that's where they were fucking, you know?
Well, I think they're kind of like always effing fucking everywhere. But she was effing in Utah.
Effing.
On Valentine's Day, and last she year. Got pregnant. So if you want to get pregnant today.
It only is $3,000 a night, depending on the time of year.
Oh, I was just going to, no, I was talking about like just dates. Because then Rocky was born November 1st. You probably don't get these reels where it's like, if you get pregnant right now, you'll have a baby at Christmas.
Oh, I kind of love that.
Which is like really sweet. So if you get pregnant tonight, which I feel like in the Toastiverse, like someone's getting pregnant tonight.
There's definitely a toaster getting fucked. Like,
well, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's why.
But like in a what's the word? Come on.
I don't.
Starts with a C.
Conception?
Consummate. It's a consummatory, in a consummatory way.
Got it. No, the word is.
Consummate the marriage, yeah.
Oh, the marriage. You know, but like someone's getting pregnant tonight, you guys.
Someone's consummating.
Someone listening right now.
Yeah.
So let
someone
us know.
Someone will have a baby by Christmas.
Oh, God willing, I mean a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, but like a Valentine's conception.
I can't say the phrase like God willing without like talking like I live in a shtetl. God willing, Leonora.
Yeah, yeah,
I got
yeah.
like a rabbi's wife in yeah, Poland. God willing, we should be so lucky.
Your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah. No, but with the little jingle in yeah. it. Like, oh my God, we should be so lucky.
Anyways, I hope for one of you.
That or you have many a baby of in November. You. Yeah.
November, early November babies.
Okay, let's make a deal. If you get pregnant.
Tonight. It has to be tonight.
You have to name your baby Claudia or Jackie.
Or
beautiful
Bruno.
Names. Oh, what if it's a boy?
Jack. Claude.
Okay, like Claude is an ugly name.
No, but Jack is like one of the top 10 most popular boys. I love the name Jack. Jackson.
Okay, but what? Okay, fine. Jack, Jackson, Claude, Claudia.
I think let's find a boy name with a C.
Chris.
For a Jewess.
Clay.
Clarence,
I love.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Clarence. I feel like that's a name that could just like one day become a really popular name. That's what happens.
Come over here. I want to tell you a secret.
Oh, cool. You love me? That's yeah. what she said.
I said, will you be mine?
Of course, Turdy.
Now, what's amazing about like being a toaster is that
you're getting pregnant.
Well, that and the toast is far from over because, as promised, we're going to do our Dear Toasters segment, which we do every week. But today we've themed for you guys. It's going to be love themed, Valentine's Day themed. So we have a couple submissions for you guys. And let me tell you that Dear Toasters is brought to you by Liquid IV. So don't be thirsty. Don't be dehydrated, staying up late, hanging out with friends, yelling at the TV. You do a lot over a big weekend. So when it's time to start another big week, celebrate hydration with Liquid IV. So one stick of Liquid IV into 16 ounces of water is going to hydrate you better than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. It has no artificial sweeteners, plus zero sugar in the sugar-free version. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients. It is non-GMO, and it is free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV is a great thing to just always have stocked in your house. Throw it in a purse, your travel bag. Whether you're hungover, I get migraines from being dehydrated, whatever your reason is for just like feeling fatigued, even at like 2-3 o'clock, that crash, having a Liquid IV on hand is just so great. The flavors are so good. Stick it in your water. You got to drink the water anyway, unfortunately. So you might as well like make it work harder and smarter for you. And that's Liquid IV. So you just put the stick in, rip it open. It's powder, shake it up. Lots of good flavors. I really like the lemon lime. They have flavors for everyone. So like flavor so personal, whatever your flavor is, like go for it. And it's just a fabulous product. So again, it has no artificial sweeteners. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients, and it is non-GMO, free from gluten. So weekends are for going wild. So have a game plan this week with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free, in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TOAST. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Super Hydration today using promo code TOAST at liquidiv.com. Dear Toasters is also brought to you by the farmer's dog, right, Bruno?
Right. That's why he came to the show today.
He knew he had a job to do.
He has to do personal endorsement.
So the farmer's dog, the easiest healthy habit to start for your dog. The farmer's dog makes feeding real healthy dog food easy and convenient, and your dog will absolutely love it. It's smart, healthy pet food that you can feel good about feeding your pup. And that's why it's time to quit the kibble, kick the cans, and start fresh. They make and deliver fresh, healthy dog food at the farmer's dog, and it goes right to your front door. It's developed by vets, it's nutritionally balanced, and it's made from real meat and vegetables to safety food standards of human food. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's just real healthy food. There's so many benefits from switching to like processed to fresh, healthy dog food. Your dog's digestion will be a lot better, their poops will be like smaller, their coat will be a lot shinier. For Theo, when he was eating it, his breath was so much better. He had the worst breath, even though I'd give anything to smell it one last time. But it really did make like a huge difference in his breath, and that was something I was really concerned about. And also, it's just a great way to maintain their weight, which is the number one sign of a healthy dog. So a fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health. And that means more happy, healthy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/toast. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/toast to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/toast. All right, are you ready for Dear Toasters?
I do, but do you even notice who came out for the ad?
I did. That pillow, like, actually makes me really sad. Like, it's, I find it really triggering if you could just, yeah, like, not. That would be great. Thanks.
What pillow?
Dear Toasters, our weekly advice segment. If you want to write in and get advice from us, just know it's completely anonymous, and you can submit two ways. One is thetoastpodcast.com. There's a little submission box there. Or shoot us an email, deartoasters@gmail.com. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, turdy.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, turdy. Get your ears checked.
Okay, ready? Oh, we have an update. Do you remember the girl who wrote in, her husband's family owns like rental properties, and there was like this young hot thing who kept like texting her husband, and we said, listen, it's a part of his job. You might be looking too much into it. Do you want me to read
that? Is that what we said?
Yes. Do you want me to read her original submission?
No. No, I remember the submission. I just feel like our advice was a little more like, keep your eyes and ears open.
She said, hey, Jackson Turdia, boy, do I have an update for you. I was the wife getting bad vibes from a renter and my husband. I felt a little silly when you read my submission. And I thought I was being a little crazy, but my gut kept telling me to keep my eyes open. I just got back from a weekend Galentine's trip, and while unpacking and doing laundry, I found an opened condom wrapper in the pocket of my husband's jeans. I was fuming, but remained calm and waited until he went to sleep to snoop through his phone. I found messages between this young woman and my husband the night before I came home. They started innocently with her saying her toilet wasn't flushing and him saying he'd come and fix it. Then hours later, her messaging saying, I've been dreaming of you for months and you exceeded all my expectations. He didn't respond, and she'd sent him a few more messages that were left undelivered. I don't know what to do. We've only been married for a little over a year, and I have conflicting opinions from my two best friends. One, hear his side and potentially work on our marriage. Two, ruin the Valentine's vacation my husband has planned by handing him divorce papers. How should I address this situation with my husband? Well, all that to say is your gut is your gut.
Yeah.
And a woman's intuition is bulletproof.
No, and it's like this was the first time something happened between them, clearly, because she said, like, you know, I've been dreaming of this, right, and it happened. And it's like, you don't miss a thing.
No, you should work for the FBI.
And it's like, he hasn't even had time to process that
his affair,
like, had an affair, and how does he feel about it? And like, does he feel horrible? Or
he obviously like is feeling weird about it because he didn't respond to her.
Yeah. And you already know. And he has no time to even be like, oh, I never want to do that again. So I think that you need to like tell him what you know.
I love sitting on information for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, especially something so big, like I love-
Like see what he does next. Right. I mean, there's a chance that he comes, like that
clean.
He made a mistake, and this woman is obviously the whore of Babylon because you knew she was acting in this way. And maybe like men are dumb, and maybe he really just like- Fell victim. And
no,
she,
I'm sorry. There's personal accountability.
There is, of course, but
he's the married
but
one.
But he could come to- He could still, like, it's still, it just happened. He could, like, feel guilty about it and come clean still. Like, it's still so early.
I would sit for a little bit. I do think how, it's always about the crime, but it's also about the cover-up. I would be really interested to see if he lets this Valentine's Day trip happen and pretends like everything's good. Because then he's even more, it's both. It's what you do, but it's also how you recover.
Yeah.
And how he acts in the next couple of days/weeks makes a huge difference of the type of man continue? He is.
Does he say, I need to go over, you know, her toilet, that's the new code, her toilet's not working, and he keeps going over? Because then, of course, run. You've been married less than a year, run
you
for
have,
the hills.
Right, you have nothing to lose.
You've been spared.
Like I always say, like it sounds like you don't have children, so you can really get out clean, and there's honestly nothing more chic than having an ex-husband. Like I really stand by that. Like I think it's really fabulous. Not, I don't want to have one, but for other people, I really think it's fabulous. So I agree. Sit on it for a second, like see how he reacts. Give him time to process what he just did. And see how he, what kind of man he wants to be.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with like working through, you
but
know,
does
infidelity.
She have to sleep with him? Don't sleep with him on the Valentine's trip. He
of
could have an
not.
STD.
Oh, by the way, listen to Jackie O right this very moment. I'm assuming the Valentine's Day trip is this weekend. I'm so glad we chose this right now.
Yeah.
Don't sleep with him. Jackie's 100% right. Even though it sounds like he did wear a condom. Like who keeps the wrapper?
True.
How fucking dumb
for
are you?
For his scrapbook?
Yeah. No, but also like don't have sex with this man. Like, ew.
Ew.
But I kind of love the fact that like you've only been married for a year and like you can get out clean and it'll be hard, but you've kind of been given a gift because this man is capable of cheating on you, which you've just found out. It's not like you found out years later when you've had kids and there's so much at stake. Like,
and he's cheating on you like within a year of your marriage. Like these are the good times.
Mm-hmm, Jackie's so right. Not that there's ever an excuse for cheating.
No, but
like
sometimes
life gets hard.
You know, you grow apart and you miss it, like, and things happen and it just, you know, and there's, but there's also like more history and there's more to save, you know, because sometimes I feel the way about cheating, like, oh, goodbye. But then also like you look at David Beckham and Victoria and that's the sort of cheating that you should work through.
Right. But that was like years into it. Years kids. Into the
yeah. There's things worth saving, things in which to save.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see what he does this weekend. I feel sad that you have to spend alone time with him. And maybe you bring it up this weekend if the time is right. You'll know.
Trust, by the way, your gut.
Again, just keep your listening gut to your gut. Been,
like, I remember being like, I think you're being a little nuts. I was so wrong. Your gut is foolproof. Trust your gut. Like, you were right. This should really sort of solidify that, like, you are a smart person and you know how to handle this. Like, I feel like I can't even give you advice. Like, you are best equipped. Just don't have sex with him. Jackie's 100% right.
Yeah, just say you're on your period and cramps and... you know, all that. All that jazz.
All that. I have a headache. Are you ready for our next one? That was like so crazy.
That is crazy. I'm also like sad.
I know.
When, like, I climb into bed, I start feeling sad.
I suddenly miss
my mom and my husband who didn't cheat on me.
When men were good.
I miss when my husband didn't cheat on me.
This is also like, I didn't.
Well, not me. I feel like someone could clip that.
Oh my God. That, between that and Lemonada.
Clips are haunting us.
Should we stop? Never. What was I going to say?
The next one.
Well, yes, but I had one last thing I want to say, but I forgot.
That you climb into bed, you start feeling sad?
No. Hello, Jackson Claude. Weird. I need your take. My Pijam boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. My boyfriend's mom, who I adore, is very typical Jewish mom to her only son, my boyfriend. She sends him gifts constantly, Lululemon, new shoes, which makes it hard for me to keep up, and I don't know how to deal with her sending him things for Valentine's Day. I was planning on baking for him, but then a big cake and other nice gifts arrive at his door before I even get the chance.
That's kind of crazy.
It's like this for every holiday, and I know it's sweet, but can't Valentine's Day like just be for us?
That's how I feel.
Do I say something to him, or do I just let it go? Sincerely, a toaster who wants her boyfriend to be like she wants to be her boyfriend's only Valentine.
Yeah, no, I love, you know, mama spoiling him and silly, gifts here, gifts there, but for Valentine's Day that she sent him a cake, like, let's take a step back.
Yeah, so I actually, my husband's mother is always sending gifts, and Valentine's Day too. But the difference is they're never like crazy. They're always just like really like sweet little gift bags. And it's for both of us. Like, yeah, we just saw them for dinner and she gave us like a little Valentine's Day bag, which had like candies, like little, and it said to Ben and Claudia.
So he didn't have enough chocolate hearts?
Right.
He had to take mine?
It was for Ben and Claudia. And I don't feel like it threatens my position in any way. It's like always really sweet. It's also like a gift for me.
Yeah.
So the fact that this woman is only sending it to the boyfriend, like it's intentional what she's doing.
For sure.
She's like marking her territory. And on Valentine's Day, like, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, but I'll say there's one thing that she can't do, and that's getting some lingerie and shake her booty.
So factual, you're gonna have to get creative. Like,
so yeah, no, step it up in that department.
Yeah.
Eclipse, cake what? Oh yeah, we're using that cake, you know, in the—
Oh right, that cake?
In the bedroom.
Eat it out of my pussy. Like, you're right, you're right. But you wanna send a cake? I'll put it up my ass, okay? I like that, Jackie. I like that.
You know,
you're giving good advice today.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Head over, you know, get some lingerie.
Get creative.
Get creative. Yeah. And do the things that she can't do.
Do the things that she can't do. You'll eclipse her in mere moments. I love that. Our third and final Dear Toasters is, and by the way, did you do what you needed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did? Okay. Our third and final Dear Toaster is a little money awkwardness, which I love. Hey, ladies. Tonight, on our early Valentine's Day date, my boyfriend of 4 years revealed to me that he thinks we should sign a prenup before we get married. He told me on New Year's that this is the year we get married, and I've been so excited for it. It's about damn time. But now he's brought up an idea of a prenup. For context, we live in the Midwest, and I just had a career change. So I don't have a ton now, but I have a potential of making a lot of money. He has a steady paycheck, which he still will not reveal to me how much he does make. He recently said, "Are we at that stage yet?" when I asked. I know he doesn't make more than maybe 40K more than me currently, which is less than $80,000 a year. But for real, I pay this man rent every month. We split everything 50-50, and now he's asking me for a prenup. Am I getting mad and upset for no reason? P.S. He told me it was a red flag that I was mad. Or do I have a reason to be bothered? Thank you. I just want to say, like, this guy, like, making like a normal amount of money, like nothing crazy. And also she didn't say he comes for money or anything, so that's not an issue. And like preemptively being like, I want a prenup, it's like, chill. Like, calm down. Like, you are not Prince Harry. Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
He just sounds like he's getting like a little ahead of himself, especially when you're the one who just actually recently took the career change and you are the one who has more potential.
More potential.
To be making so more money.
Honestly, it might behoove you to sign it.
I know. It feels like he's being short-sighted because right now he makes like $40,000 more than you. Whereas in the future, it sounds like, honestly, sign it. Like, I kind of love that because I just, and I do want to say, I don't want you to throw away like your 4-year relationship. Like, he sounds like a dick. Like, saying like you being a little kerfuffled, he just brought up this conversation. You've never
and now he's like gaslighting. Like, you're allowed
to be. He says like, that's a red flag.
You're allowed to be taken aback by having a conversation that you've never had in 4 years.
I kind of hate him. Like,
yeah, it's not the way to go about it. But I also can imagine, I hate when sometimes like the message is bad and people blame it on the delivery in general. You know what I mean? It's like, there was no right way to tell me that.
It's true. It's true. Like,
I was never going to be happy to hear it.
It was going to be blown up regardless. Like, you now gaslighting me, saying like me having a reaction is a red flag. Like, okay, seriously, like, calm down.
Yeah.
Also, like, I just think it's kind of crazy. Like, this isn't like a super rich person being like, I need a prenup. It's giving like small dick energy. Like,
it is.
I'm sorry. And
also the fact that he's not even transparent about what he makes, but it's like, so we're either going to be transparent or we're not.
I'm going to touch your hand when I say this. Yeah, we don't even know what we're dealing with. Yeah. No, I hate this man. I'm sorry, like, I hate your boyfriend.
Sorry to this man.
Because, like, it's been 4 years, but, like, it's never too late to start over.
It's true.
No, I don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah, monitor this behavior.
Monitor, and you know what? You need to find out how much money he makes, because that changes the whole situation. Like, if he makes hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe he does, like, day trading or whatever. Right, some like, people do that.
He has a side hustle. Yeah. So then this behavior is, like, understandable, and he's just protecting what he's built, and I really do respect that. But if he just, like, has a regular job and, like, isn't, like, a super wealthy person personally, like, there was no reason for him to be acting this way, and, like, honestly, it's kind of, like,
I just feel like him.
It's kind of giving me the ick.
Him and his small dick energy versus like you being a fabulous toaster. Like,
who had the courage to like start.
You have more earning potential and you should sign it.
And you had the courage to like make a career change later in life. I think a lot of people would be afraid of doing that. Like, there's so much. You sound like an amazing person. Like, don't sell yourself short. That's all I'm saying.
I think you should sign it.
I think you should sign it too. Because I think like, congratulations, sir. You played yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Years from now, like you're getting divorced and like you're so rich.
Yeah.
And he's a pauper.
He had his 40,000 that he didn't want to share with you.
Right, right. And it's like in 10 years from now, 40,000 to you, millionaire queen, will be nothing.
Yeah.
Love.
Well, that's our show.
That is our show. That was such a great one. That Lemonada thing was hysterical.
Yeah, no. Lots of jolly good laughs and jolly good times on this Lover's Day.
And you just really never know like when a toast episode is going to hit. And that one truly hit.
Yeah. And the title that we came up with, I already forgot it.
Yeah, me too. No, it was an acronym.
Yeah, we'll get back to it.
Oh, hello? My God. Hello. Where's Ben?
Oh, he's right here.
Oh, my God.
Valentine's Day lovers.
Our Valentine's came to give us a kiss.
I did.
Okay, Ben, wait, you're blocking the whole camera.
I'm sorry. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Okay, wait. Come. Yeah, why don't you sit right here?
Oh, you could sit here, too.
Good morning, friends. Is your leg broken?
It is.
I'm also, am I in frame? Oh, I can see myself. I also wanted to give all of
you... Wait, you're not talking into the microphone.
I also wanted to give all of you a Valentine's Day treat on video.
Oh my God, are you going
to
give a spritz code?
I know how much I know how much you all love my feet.
Oh. So,
happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
Happy Valentine's Day. I thought you were going to give a spritz code.
We could. Oh, fuck.
You see, there's still time.
Yeah, just make it.
Make one up now. And
oh, true.
Lover.
Use code LOVER, LOVER, for... 20% off.
No, give him 25. Wide. Give him 25.
25% off. Site-wide. Site-wide.
Site-wide.
Lover 25. Okay. Lover 25. Site-wide for the next 48 hours. That's it. Okay, quick smooch.
I can't feel my legs.
God.
Love you.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Toast the Monday Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday, Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and where podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us a toast, leave a five-star review about a beautiful sounding and wickedly talented we are.
Do you have a fever?
No. Without further ado, we bid you adieu. Love ya. Bye.
Don't forget to listen to Good Guys.
Shut forget. The fuck up. Forget. You should forget.
Don't forget.
Never listen to Good Guys.
Don't forget.
They're bad, bad guys.
The episode with Terry Dubrow is so good. They'll really like it.
Ben is going to leave me for
we
Terry
We actually
Dubrow.
Already said that on the show yesterday. We do hype you up.
Right. But you're just a victim.
You don't.
You're a victim.
My comments would say otherwise.
You're
apparently
a victim.
We're in a feud. What are we fighting about? I don't even know. Jackie's in a one-way feud with me and herself, and I don't even know what the feud's about.
Victim energy over at the Good Guys. Bye.
Snowflake.
Get up. I can't feel my legs. Ah.